Every Saturday, more than 70 food growers, bakers, chefs, and artisans gather to offer the Capital Region's freshest and finest the Troy Waterfront Farmers Market. The customer buys directly from the producer. The person who grew it or made it can tell you how to best cook, use, and enjoy it.
Now, this has been going on for a while. For 15 years, the Troy Waterfront Farmers Market has provided a community gathering place with music, food, family activities. And did I say 15 years? I want to correct myself and say 16 years if I'm counting correctly. The year-round market is located at the Troy Atrium in the winter and right on River Street in downtown Troy in the summer.
So we're in the summer now, right?
We are in summer.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah, just crossed over.
So Monica Kuzieski, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, cool. Is the market manager, and she joins us now. Monica, thank you very much for being here and for doing all this great work. How did you get into it?
Into the biz.
How did I get into the biz? Well, thank you for having us on.
It's a pleasure.
Love WAMC. So how did I get into it? I actually worked for the gentleman who was their landlord when they originally started 16 years ago. So I've always had some sort of touch with them. And 7 years ago, they were transitioning from one manager to the other, and they reached out to me and said, you know, do you have any ideas of anybody? And I originally thought about it for my sister. She's a chef. And, you know, for one reason or another, she decided to pass. And I went to my husband and said, I think I really want to do this. And 7 years later, I'm still doing it and absolutely love it.
Is your sister ever jealous that you took her job?
No, actually, she came and worked for a few of our vendors. So she does fill in every once in a while, but she loves the market just as much.
Did she keep her maiden name, which is ironically Baker?
No, she didn't.
I see. I just thought I'd ask. So I have a question, and that is, you know, this is a hard job because you have to deal with all the vendors. And you know, people have complaints from time to time, and they can be difficult and irascible. How do you handle them?
You know what? We have amazing vendors. This summer, we're walking outside with 83 vendors. Yeah. It's absolutely record-breaking for us. When I started 7 years ago, we had 45.
Do they pay to get a table?
Yeah, they have a seasonal fee. Each season, they pay a booth fee, depending on the size of their booth. And then that's for the six-month season. And they do that for the summer and then the winter as well. You know, I really try to stay in touch with all of them. We communicate regularly. Every week, they get an email from me. I walk the market multiple times every Saturday, just checking in on people, making sure that they're good. Communication in anything, you know, anything that we do is important, and it's equally so because they're there to do one thing, and we're all there to promote regional and local food, but our roles are different on that Saturday. My role is to make sure things go smoothly and seamlessly and to make sure that they have every opportunity to connect with the consumer, and their role is to connect with this consumer.
Yes, that's all very nice, but
here it comes.
But there's always somebody who's a pain in the neck.
Sure. Everything we do, there's always people who are more vocal than others. But, you know, at the same time, I think that, you know, how you communicate with them and how you deal directly with them. And, you know, I report to a board. So we have a board of directors that is, you know, part community vendors, mostly vendors that run the board and the organization. So, you know, if things get to the point where they need to go past me, then they have a board that they can present to.
One last question, Joe, and then I'll defer. Are you selective in who you allow in?
We take a look when people apply to market. We take applications twice a year. We take them for the summer season and then also for the winter season. When people apply, we take a look at the categories. We look at sales, you know, in that category. We take a look at representation of it. You know, how many bakers do we have? How many meat vendors? How many produce vendors? And we take a really hard look at that because as much as we want to be able to be there for many people, we also have a physical issue that we have to take a look at as far as how many vendors we can actually take in. We also have the concern that if we do take a new vendor in, we want them to be successful. We don't want them to come in and not do well. But we also can't take away from our existing vendor membership either. So it's a delicate balance.
I find it interesting. There was just a story in the local papers about a farmer's market to our north, about in a city Well, Saratoga. And
I knew you were going to do that.
Well, we reported it on our newscast as well, and they got into a kerfuffle over there was alcohol of people bringing in alcohol and of some of the beer and wine merchants who were invited by the festival to come in, and then the city said, "Oh, you can't do that on city property," and it got to be a whole thing. It's all been ironed out. Everybody's happy. They're all back. Happy ending. How do you avoid things like that?
We communicate a lot with the city. We have to, you know, every season, well, every summer we apply for a permit, cause the atrium's privately operated, but, so we apply for a permit, and with that permit, we have to give, you know, our board, we have to give a list of vendors. If there's, vendors who are selling wine or beer or spirits now, we have to provide their licensing and their marketing information, and there's, you know, certificates of insurance, all that stuff to the clerk's office, and they, you know, take it in for review. The police chief looks at it. The operations director looks at it, and then they sign off on it. But we have to supply them all that information. And I'm sure it's the same in Saratoga as well. It just, for some reason, was a kerfuffle.
A kerfuffle. And those things get ironed out. But, I mean, it's interesting to me that, I guess, to another point, which is what we consider to be farm, a part of a farmer's market. So the fact that you have brewers, you have vintners, you have, where are the people that make the hooch? What are they called?
Distillers.
That's the word I was looking for.
Moonshiners.
Yeah, moonshiners. To come in is under the governor has passed, made them part of the farmer's market bill, right? Legislation that allowed that to happen. So that only goes to prove your point again of how much there is that you can do to buy local.
There's a tremendous amount. And, you know, these 83 vendors that we have, 81 of them are from directly from New York State. We look at and operate out of a 50-mile radius. Pura Vida from Long Island is outside of that because we can't really buy seafood in Albany. But, you know, one in Massachusetts and one out of Vermont. So, you know, when you take a look at that and you look at the variety, we've actually expanded our vendor category to include agricultural. Obviously, 60% of the market has to be agricultural, so we always maintain a food and agricultural nature. But we've opened that category up to agricultural processors. So that's vendors who utilize, you know, locally grown produce, milk, anything like that in their product. So think of a lot of cheese vendors and stuff like that within the 100 miles of Troy are considered an agricultural processor. But then we have non-ag, we have prepared food, which we have a lot of prepared food. But then you have the non-agricultural processors as well. So that's your Buda pesto, that's your peanut butter. And, you know, the beauty of Troy, as well as some of the other markets in the area, is we are producer only. We inspect those farms, we inspect those producers to verify.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We have a huge inspection process that we do. We contracted with an inspector. They actually go out to the farms and out to the processors and verify that they're actually producing. That's one of our main cores of our mission, and we really are looking to produce or to promote the regional, local, agricultural, and local producer economy.
What about other stuff? I mean, you know,
other
like
stuff.
Soap. Yeah, soap or, you know, knives. We have one in Great Barrington, a guy he's gone now, but sold knives. That's always a little bit of a balancing act, too.
So the same rules apply for, we have two soap vendors. One is an actual hair care product vendor right here in Troy, Indigo Botanica. But they actually have to produce as well, too. So they're making that soap, they're making that shampoo, they're making that cleanser. Same thing. They are open to inspection as well. So the inspector goes to their operations. We have a local potter, Bianca, down at Broken Mold. She brings in her pottery, and she's got that kind of a cooperative studio. The cooperative studio downtown. So she'll bring in, you know, John from the art center comes in and he brings his pottery. He actually like makes pots right at the market. It's pretty cool. So everything, we're really true to core on that producer only.
Do you I know I'm going to get a no on this, but in your heart of hearts, secret honesty question, do you ever compete with the other farmers markets? Do you ever feel, you know, we're better than they are and things like that?
You know what? I think, of course, you have to ask these questions on freedom. No, you know what? I think a while ago it was.
We have them in our cars, but it isn't as effective. This works better.
So, no, and I'm going to be really honest. I think a while ago, I think there was a little bit more of that, especially when some of the markets were just starting, because they either were, you know, Troy started 16 years ago. Schenectady is a great Sunday market. Saratoga is a great Saturday market. Now we have Spa City, which is another fabulous Sunday market. A lot of those started out of either vendors that left Troy or vendors who wanted to start something on a different day. You know, so I think before, but now we're really trying to work together. We realize with the amount of people and consumers that we collectively bring in, we're still only reaching less than 1% of the Capital Region population on a weekend. So there's a lot of work and a lot of education still to do. So I think it's working collaboratively together. You'll see us pull a Metroland ad where all four of us will put an ad up and say, shop your local market, which benefits those littler markets, you know, the Waterford market, the East Greenbush market as well, too.
But in the rock, paper, scissors, I mean, you are considered to be the premier one in the region.
Well, I would like to think so, but they all have their benefits.
Well, sure, I understand that. Everybody's go out doing a great thing. But when you think about it, it's, you know, you can stay in town or you can go to the big city. And in this case, you know, you drive to go to Troy because that's the big
We're probably more regional in nature than we're pulling from. Our demographic pull is from the entire region, where a lot of the other ones pull from their, you know, more their demographics. Schenectady is a fabulous market, but it pulls a lot from its Schenectady zip codes. Troy, when we do a zip code pull, we'll pull from Columbia County, we pull from Albany, we pull from all over, which, you know, is important to have that big local, especially for the future of the market. We're looking to build a permanent home. You know, we have to be able to continue to draw that regional nature, and it's good for the region to be able to have that kind of an entity that's thinking ahead for them and really focusing on that regional product.
I got a real short one. Joe's giving me the signal. It's got to be short. And that is, you know, as a banjo player for the Berkshire Ramblers group.
Would you like me to sign you up?
No, I was just wondering about that. I'm wondering about how, you know, it must be very competitive because musicians get clients that way, don't they?
All right, 10 seconds.
They do. We have some fabulous musicians at the market. We've been really fortunate. And usually at the start of each season, I only have a couple slots every, you know, at the for the season to fill up. But, you know, it's great. We have wonderful people that come every week. Pine Hill String String Band. They do a jam session this weekend. And then we have a new Irish guy called Matt Young who's coming in.
Terrific.
Just so, yeah, it is, but it's great.
To learn more about the Troy Farmer Waterfront and Farmers Market, visit troymarket.org. Monica, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for the great work you're doing. We'll be back from MPAC after this.